on today's Kids Corner.
Granny's ring. I had it on my finger earlier.
You never took it off?
No, I forgot when Keenan came by.
But where did you lose it?
All I have been doing is stirring the cupcake batter.
Oh, no. It must have fallen in the bowl.
Which means that her ring is somewhere in...
500 cupcakes are not going to pack themselves.
Oh, no.
Can I get some help?
Yeah, we'll be right there. What are you going to do?
What?
I mean, what are we going to do?
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Lucille, go ahead and add in the baking powder. Mix it slowly.
All right.
How's the frosting coming, Liz?
Oh, it tastes great.
Oh, I didn't mean how it tastes. I meant, do we have enough for the cupcakes?
Oh. Not anymore. I'll make some more,
yes,
shall I?
Yes, I'll get out the baking pan.
Thanks for helping us contribute to the school bake sale, Granny.
Yeah. Of course. And what are they raising money for?
New playground equipment. Everything is so rusted out.
Yeah, somebody's going to lose her tail pretty soon.
Well, I hope selling the cupcakes will help.
Oh, sure.
500 is an awful lot. And we'll never get them done if you don't stop eating all that frosting,
well,
Liz.
Well, Granny, I can't help it. It's just so good.
Oh, my.
And your cupcakes are always the favorite. There's not going to be any left over. Oh,
you don't worry about that now. Let's just get this thing finished up.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Granny, is this your ring?
Oh, yes. I take it off when I bake.
Wow, I didn't know you had such fancy jewelry.
It's actually my great-grandmother's. There's a bit of a romantic story behind that ring.
Ooh, I want to hear
yeah,
it.
I'll just go hide in this bowl of frosting, shall
oh,
I?
Don't you dare.
So what's the story?
Oh, come on.
My great-grandfather fought in the Reptilian Civil War, and during one battle jumped in front of one of his fellow soldiers who was about to get bitten by a snake.
Whoa.
Instead, the snake's fangs got him.
Ooh. Okay, I don't mind these kinds of romantic stories quite so much.
Well, I'm not there yet.
No.
In the infirmary, after hearing he only had days to live, great-grandfather's only request was that his fiancée back home would be sent a ring he'd been saving up for that entire year. He bought it only the week before.
Oh, how sad.
But when great-grandma heard the news, she rushed to see him, crossing battlefields and endangering her own life in order to spend a few moments with her love.
Sad and romantic.
Okay, what happened next?
Well, she arrived, and his health turned that very day. He made a miraculous recovery, which for the rest of his life, he attributed to the love of his wife.
Oh, that's a beautiful story, Granny.
Oh, yes, Liz. I was honored when great-grandma gave me the ring.
I'm not crying. There's just something in my eye. That's all.
Mm. Oh, this batch is done.
Oh, good. Let's get these next pans in.
Great. Okay. I'm going to go back to my masked chameleon game.
There is no time to play video games.
What?
We have work to do, Liz.
I thought we were done.
With the first 100.
Only 400 more, Liz.
Oh, no. All right. Well, I'll help stir the frosting.
Keep that bowl away from him, Lucille.
Come on.
Yeah, all right.
You both are doing a great job. We should be done in no time.
Liz, can you get me some eggs?
Oh, sure. How many do you need?
Three.
Okay, catch.
No, Liz, don't.
Oh, wait. Oops.
Liz.
I'm sorry, Granny. But to be fair, I didn't know you'd be walking across the kitchen right at that moment.
And to be fair, I didn't know you'd be starting an egg toss at that very moment.
Sorry.
I need to go clean up.
We can take care of everything here. No worries.
I'll be a little worried anyway. Just for good measure.
Liz, you need to be more careful.
I know.
Granny's doing us a big favor helping us out here.
I know. Hey, maybe as a thank you, we could get a ring clean for her.
Ooh, I wouldn't dare touch it. That story behind it, can you believe it?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Uh-huh. Even with all the love and junk.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just getting a closer look at Granny's ring. You know, it actually reminds me of the ring that the masked chameleon found in episode 12.
Oh, brother.
Oh, it was so cool. He found it in the secret caves of Bujumbura.
Where all cool rings are found.
And whenever he put it on, his voice got deeper and he moved at incredible speed.
And that's the power you need right now.
Here, let's try it. Do I sound any different?
Yeah, like a fly got stuck in your throat.
Oh, but now look at how fast I can stir.
Yeah, I'm looking more at the mess you're making.
Oh, whoops.
You need to take the ring off now.
Oh, hey, it's Keenan.
Did he come to help?
Probably came to eat. Hey, Keenan!
You here to give us a hand?
Oh, looks like a big project. Well, it'll probably take you guys all day.
Yeah, which is why we need all the help we can get. Come
Great.
On.
I'll help by taking care of your video game for you.
Seriously? You came just to borrow my video game? Oh, you know, we were just talking about episode 12.
Oh, yes. Secret Caves of Bujumbura
exactly,
with the magic ring.
We're not starting on this. Give Keenan the game list so we can get out of here.
Yeah. No, it's brand new, and I don't want him
to... You know, Granny's going to be miffed if she comes back and we're no further than when she left.
Fine. Keenan, you're going to have to return the favor sometime.
Always.
All right, here.
Thanks. See you later.
Yeah, bye. Man, this bake sale had better be good.
It will. Now, can you please hand me 3 eggs?
Last batch. That should do it.
They look perfect.
Oh, they smell so good. Can't we just have one?
Oh, maybe later. But right now, we need to get everything packed up.
What about frosting them?
Oh, they'll be easier to transport if we frost them once we get there.
Good idea. Here's some containers.
Okay, thank you, Lucille. And we will start with the ones that are cool.
Lucille, can I talk to you over here by the sink for a moment?
Can't you handle washing dishes by yourself?
Nope. Need help, please. Here.
What's wrong?
I lost Granny's ring.
What?
Shh! Granny's ring. I had it on my finger earlier.
You never took it off?
No, I forgot when Keenan came by.
But where did you lose it?
All I have been doing is stirring the cupcake batter.
Oh, no. It must have fallen in the bowl.
Which means that her ring is somewhere in...
500 cupcakes are not going to pack themselves.
Oh, no.
Can I get some help?
Yeah, we'll be right there. What are you going to do?
What?
I mean, what are we going to do?
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
Hey kids, Easter is coming soon. And do you know the story of Easter and what Jesus did for you? This month's giveaway is a craft that helps you retell the Easter story to friends and family. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities button to download the KC Popsicle Puppets Easter Story. Color each character, then cut each one out and glue them to popsicle sticks. Print out the background to prepare your stage so that you can put on a show and perform the Easter story. We've even provided a script for you to use to help you tell the story. And when you're done, explore the Miracle of Easter episode, now available to listen to or download at kidscorner.net. The KC Popsicle Puppet Easter Story, a great craft and a great way to share God's big story in this Easter season.
Cupcakes over here, and Lucille, please hand me that bowl of frosting.
Oh, sounds great.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I left my spatula in my truck. I'll go get it while you two just keep setting everything up.
Oh, happy to do it.
Hooray for bake sale.
you have to tell him.
Well, what am I supposed to say? Sorry, Granny, your priceless family heirloom ring is baked somewhere inside one of these 500 cupcakes. Lucille, I cannot be responsible for sending her to an early grave.
And you don't think she's ever going to notice?
Well, I have a plan, but I'm going to need your help.
What's the plan?
We poke a hole in every cupcake. Eventually, we'll find the ring in one of them.
But then we're going to have holes in all the cupcakes, and nobody will buy any.
We'll probably find it in the first few, and we'll do it before we frost them. Then the frosting will cover up the hole.
It's worth a try, I suppose.
Goodness sakes, Liz, what are you doing?
Who? Me? What?
Yes, you. Poking holes in all the cupcakes.
Well,
what are you thinking?
I'm not.
Clearly. If you want something done, you've got to do it yourself, I suppose. Take over the cash box, son. I'll do your job.
No, Granny, I've only gone through half of them.
Ooh-wee, Granny's cupcakes.
Hi, Maury.
Hello, Maury.
Hi. Oh, your cupcakes are always the best thing about bake sales.
Well, thank you.
I'll take two, please.
Well, here you go, freshly frosted, without holes. And I'm going to go frost some more.
Okay, and here you go, Liz. You can keep the change.
Oh, thanks. Wait. Chew slower. No, slower.
Okay.
Notice anything odd?
Besides you?
No, with the cupcake.
Tastes like, a cupcake.
Okay, do not swallow. Do not swallow.
What should I do then?
There's nothing round and metal in your mouth.
Just my fillings.
Okay, you can swallow.
Oh, you know, I hate to be one of those customers who complain, but you could probably work on your salesmanship skills.
Oh, hey, Maury, does your dad still have that metal detector?
Sure, it's hanging up in the garage.
Do you think I can borrow it? I'll give you a free cupcake.
Okay.
It'll work. The metal detector will find the ring in no time. Just help me hold it up while we pass it over the cupcakes.
Better hurry. Granny won't be talking to our friends forever.
Keep an eye up so it doesn't smudge the frosting.
Trying. It has to be in one of these.
It found it. It found it!
You passed over the cash box.
Ow.
That's all of them. This doesn't make any sense.
Hey, hold up. This can't be all the cupcakes. There were way more than this.
What is going on?
Oh, hi.
Why are you vacuuming the cupcakes?
Oh, no, it's actually a metal detector, Granny. We're just testing for mercury, which is really bad stuff, you know.
You've been something else today, Liz. But since I just made a big sale, I'm in too good of a mood to worry about it.
You just made a big sale?
Oh, those lizards I was talking to. They work for a retirement home nearby and bought 200 cupcakes for a party they're having tonight.
200?
Oh, no.
You should be celebrating, thanking me. What is going on?
Granny, you should sit down.
Yeah.
Why?
Did you take your heart medication today?
I don't take heart medication.
Well, not yet. Really sorry. I mean, I'm so sorry I can't even tell you how sorry I am, Granny.
Liz, that ring.
I know. It's incredibly valuable.
My great grandmother's.
Here's a tissue, Granny.
Thank you, Lucille.
Granny, I am going to work every day and give you all the money to try to make up for it. It'll take till I'm 112, but.
Liz, do you know what's even more valuable than that ring?
What? Oh, no. Did I lose that, too?
You.
What?
You are more valuable than that ring. Oh, yes, it was important to me, of course. But my friendship with you is even more important. I had that ring for many years, and I'm sorry that it's gone. But you're forgiven.
Oh, thank you. That is such a relief, Granny. And I am going to do whatever I can to make money to buy a replacement. Even though I know it won't be the same.
That is not necessary.
No, I need to.
I know you feel bad, and I don't want you working your little tail off for just a replacement ring.
Granny.
When I mean you are forgiven, I mean you don't need to do anything else.
But
it's what I want, Liz.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, Granny called over to the retirement home. She's hoping somebody will find the ring.
Yeah.
But she said even if they don't, she's forgiven me.
You know, if I were her, I'd be so mad at you.
Oh, man, if I were her, I'd be mad at me.
Come on, let's hurry and get all this stuff in the truck. I'm exhausted.
Well, the bake sale was a success, though.
Yeah, at least we'll get new playground equipment out of it.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Keenan, it's about time you got here. I want my game back.
Oh, hold on a few seconds. I'm just about to beat the high scorer.
Wait, what? I said that high score. Give it to me.
Oh, wait.
No,
I only need to get the masked chameleon to eat two more super spiders.
Keenan,
I
played for months to get that score. Give it to me.
Oh, I can't help it if I'm good. Ooh, almost got it.
No.
Let go, Liz.
Yeah, it's my game.
And my high score.
Let go. Oh, now look what you've done. It shot right out into the road.
You told me to let go.
Yeah, you probably cracked the screen. I am never letting you watch out. My game. A truck just ran over my game.
Huh, I guess you were right about the cracked screen. And then some.
Are you joking? Here, right now, this is your fault.
Well, if you would have let me finish the game, this wouldn't have happened.
Excuse me, if you would have given me back my game when I asked, this wouldn't have happened. You owe me a new game.
What? No way.
What, you're not going to pay me for this?
No, this one's on you.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm taking you to court.
What?
All right, here's your gavel, Judge Lucille.
It's a meat hammer.
Well, the courtroom's in your kitchen, so it fits.
Oh, I'm so excited about my first case.
Maury, you don't know anything about being a lawyer.
Your judge is wearing a choir robe and holding a kitchen utensil. Mm. I don't think you'll be requiring my law degree. Besides, my mom's middle name is Sue, so I'm kind of qualified.
But I don't have a lawyer.
You can put me on retainer when this is over.
I don't care. It's an easy case anyway. I'll represent myself.
Court is now in session.
Ooh.
We'll hear first from the prosecutor, Liz Lucerta. Can you call your first witness?
I call Keenan Leon to take the stand.
Where's that?
Kitchen table.
Mm-hmm. And take the oath, please.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Now, Mr. Leon, did you or did you not borrow my game?
Yes, with your permission.
And did I or did I not ask for it back?
Well, yes.
And did you return what was my property?
Well, not right away, but I was getting a high score.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Maury, do you want to cross-examine?
Sure. not gonna lie here, Keenan. This is not looking good for you.
Oh, we just started. You can win this.
My client pleads temporary insanity.
Well, no, I don't. I'm perfectly sane.
You just said you thought I could win this. That's insane.
I need a new attorney.
As your lawyer, I have to advise you against that.
Are there any other witnesses? Otherwise, I'm going to have to rule in favor of...
Liz. Liz Lucerta.
That sounds like Granny.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, hi, Granny.
Hello.
Hi, Granny.
We were just finishing up a court case.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
You did?
Maury mentioned to me he was on his way to come lawyer. He told me about the case.
Oh, well, if you want to watch, Lucille's about to give the verdict.
Oh, I actually came to talk to you about the ring.
Did the folks at the retirement home find it?
That's great.
No. Oh. And I've decided to press charges.
What?
Wait. What? But Granny, you said that
I changed my mind.
What?
Now I'm guessing the value of the ring plus the pain and suffering you caused, well, I think $444,612 would be reasonable compensation.
Oh, wow. $400,000.
Yeah.
$444,612.
But Granny... That'll take me my whole life to earn that back.
I guess you better start now.
What?
Looks like the blue house down the street needs their lawn mowed.
Hey, that's my house. Hmm. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that today.
Granny, I can't.
Liz, have you ever heard the Bible story of the ungrateful servant?
It sounds familiar.
In the story, a servant is forgiven a great debt by his master. He's very grateful.
Well, who wouldn't be?
But only a short time later, a friend of his who owed him a very small amount of money tells him he can't pay it back.
Okay.
And the servant locks his friend up in jail.
Wow, what a jerk.
Take a look in the mirror, Liz.
Oh, she got you there.
I had mercy on you, Liz. The least you can do in turn is have mercy on others.
Okay, yes, I see your point.
And it's true of all of us. We've all been forgiven a great debt by Jesus himself.
And we need to extend that same forgiveness to others.
Exactly.
Kenan, I'm sorry. Oh. It's just a game. And it was an accident. Mm-hmm. And, well, I've been given a lot of forgiveness myself.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
Does this mean no one wants to hear my verdict?
Nah, we're done here.
Good. I've never lost a case, and I don't want to start now.
You never had a case.
Perfect record.
Court's adjourned.
Well, my kitchen has never looked better. Thank you all for helping clean it up.
No problem. Thank you again for forgiving me for the ring.
And thanks for interrupting my court case before I got the book thrown at me.
And thanks for not reporting me for practicing without a law degree.
Oh, yeah, right.
Boy, well, I think we all learned a lot today.
Yeah. Granny, did you want me to clean up in the pantry, too?
Oh, it should be fine, Lucy. Let me see.
What?
What is it, Granny?
Well, I put aside a plate of cupcakes, Liz, after you mentioned you didn't think that we would get any.
And we didn't get any.
No, we didn't, but there is enough here for each one of us to enjoy.
Ooh.
Oh, here, help yourself. Ooh,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Oh, delicious, so they are good.
Oh, ow! What? I think I lost the filling.
What? Oh, dear. Boy. Boy, is that...
Look!
Oh, my.
The ring!
Oh,
wow!
I don't fit in, my grades are kind of weak. Friends, I got braces on my teeth. My clothes don't come from a trendy store. People laugh at me, feel like a big eyesore. It's lonely here inside this crowd. Like everyone agreed to stay away from me. Now tell me, what would Jesus do with me if he were you? Something he once said, like love your neighbor. What'd he say to you? Everyone's outcast and needs a savior. Tell me, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? It makes no sense, I hear the things you say. Just doesn't match, you live another way. If you love Jesus like you say you do, how come you don't act the way he tells you to? He loves me for who I am, so how can you just turn your head and walk away? Tell me, what would Jesus do with me if he were you? Something he once said, like love your neighbor. Would he say Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Kathy Buchanan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.